Hello. It's time now for another Michigan Minute. A loving look at the wonderful places and events that make our mitten-shaped peninsula heaven on earth. The Ann Arbor Art Fair. The opportunity to see artistic creativity take the off-ramp from the good taste highway. Craftsmen must compete to get booth space in the fair. The committee wants nothing but the very highest quality concrete lawn geese with changeable costumes. When you're investing in a genuine Indian spirit doll, you want to know you're not buying junk. To get a decent parking spot for the fair, go to Ann Arbor's Hash Bash in June. Wait for some deadhead to move his VW bus, then just park your minivan and wait for the fair to begin. Once you've arrived, you'll be met with a cacophony of sights and sounds. Oh, look, there's a ponytailed musician playing genuine Appalachian folk music on an ancient dulcimer. Why not spitty $9.95 for a CD of those quaint songs from a quaint region of the country you've got no desire to ever visit? Now that the charge card is out, let's go bird feeder shopping. There's one made entirely from recycled cans of Franco-American spaghetti. What bird could resist that? How about some mirror art? Paintings actually done on reflective glass that turn a $12 Kmart mirror into a $320 work of art. Lastly, why not cool off by purchasing some hemp sandals? You can use them to step over the people who've passed out from the heat. Don't think of them as shoes. Think of them as plant hangers for your feet. And as with any product made from hemp, when your sandals start to wear out, you can always smoke them. The Ann Arbor Art Fair. Another Michigan moment. I'm Mr. Michigan.